听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 6, Lesson 1, Exercise 3.
So most of our orders come in by phone or by fax, and Ms. Hong here takes care of them. Could you run through the procedure, please, Ms. Hong?
Of course.
I'll see you later, Mr. Williams.
So, what's the first thing you do when an order comes in?
Well, first we check that the items are in stock. And then we confirm the order with the customer.
And do you have to phone the warehouse to check if an item is in stock?
Oh no, the stock control system is on computer now. So we just key the order into the computer. And the computer tells us if the item is in stock.
Okay, and what happens next?
Next, the order is passed to the delivery department. And finally, we send an invoice to the customer.
Unit 6, Lesson 1, Exercise 6. There are certain things junior salesmen must do when negotiating an order. It's a very simple procedure. First, he must call the buying department to check that we have enough stock to cover the order. Then he must make sure that the price he is offering the customer is suitable.
Unit 6, Lesson 2, Exercise 1.
What's wrong now, you stupid machine?
If you do that, you'll break it. What's the problem?
It's not working again, and I have 25 reports to photocopy by lunchtime.
Okay. Let's have a look under here, then. Oh, there's some paper stuck. Now, what's this?
Be careful. If you touch that, you...
Ow! It's hot!
Burn your hand.
What are you doing, Wen?
What does it look like? I am trying to repair the photocopier.
But I've just run the service company. And they're going to send an engineer out to look at it.
But that could be next week. And I've got to get these reports out today. Now this must fit back in here.
The machine is very hot, Wen. I think we should turn it off and wait for the engineer.
Wait a minute. I've nearly done it. The light's gone on. Let's try it again. Push the start button. Oh no, it's stopped again. Perhaps I will wait for the engineer after all.
Yes. Let's get some tea. I know that machine is still working.
Unit 6, Lesson 2, Exercise 5.
You can't really have a bad day in business, because you never know what the effect might be. If you're rude to a customer, then you'll lose them. It's as simple as that. So it's tiring, but you always have to be in control.
Unit 6, Lesson 3, Exercise 2.
The problem is, she's always late for work. She makes a lot of mistakes. And she's not very good with the customers. I think we should sack her.
No, we can't do that. Her mother is my best friend. She's almost family. We can't sack her.
It's difficult. I agree that Jin Ming is not very good at her job. But she is a family friend. We can't sack her. What do you think, Steve?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should send her on a business course. She could learn about bookkeeping and stock taking.
That's a good idea.
And how to smile. The girl is always so miserable. It is not good for business.
Unit 6. Lesson 3. Exercise 7.
In business, of course, meetings are essential. But for busy people, meetings can seem a terrible waste of time. You haven't got time to sit and talk. There's always too much to do. So it's very important that meetings are well managed. This is not just the responsibility of the person holding the meeting. We must all learn ways of making meetings effective.
Unit 6. Lesson 4. Exercise 1.
I think the IPT system could cut out 50% of the paperwork and reduce delivery times, and that's got to be good news.
I agree. The IPT system should reduce delivery times, and that will help to increase sales.
Excuse me, Mr. Wang. Does anyone mind if I open a window?
Please go ahead.
No problem.
Fine. Okay, so Zutrino and Mai want the IPT system. What about you, Mr. Wilkins?
Well, I'd like to see you. This system in operation before we make any decisions.
Okay, so we won't make a decision about the IPT system until we've done more research. Everyone happy with that? Good. Now, Zutrino, could you arrange for us to see the system in operation?
Of course.
Thank you. And before we go on with the agenda, let's have some tea.
Unit 6. Lesson 4. Exercise 4. 1.
It's very noisy out there. I can't hear. Do you mind if I close the door?
No problem. Go ahead.
2.
I'd really like a cigarette. Do you mind if I smoke?
Well, I'd rather you didn't. This is a no-smoking area, actually.
3.
Let's have a drink after work tonight.
Okay, that's a good idea. But do you mind if I invite Miss Hong? She's visiting our department this week. And I think she's on her own.
Fine, no problem. I look forward to meeting her.
4.
Excuse me, Mr. Arthur. I'm sorry about this. But do you mind if I go home early tonight? My son is ill and I need to take him to the doctor.
What time is it?
4 o'clock.
Okay, no problem, Mrs. Mallard. I hope he feels better soon.
Unit 6. Lesson 4. Exercise 6.
Everyone should know how to make business meetings productive. But of course, the main responsibility for a successful meeting lies with the chairperson. The chairperson must set the agenda, encourage everyone to express their opinion, summarize arguments, and make sure decisions are made.